Welcome, welcome for episode 7 of the Unknown Podcast. I am your host, Scott. Joining me this week is...
Smoothie.
Yeah, and waiting for you, man.
I am back. Not here last week, and apparently I missed, some good old smoothie bashing last week or something.
No, we were fair.
Roasting or whatever. So,
For sure.
I guess right off the jump, we should just get into that. So apparently, sure. I want to address that. If you listen to, what was that, episode, 4 1/4, but actually 5, yeah, whatever you want.
With 5.
I may have indulged in a little more libations than normal, if that's even the right usage of the term.
I'm going with it.
And... my lips were pretty loose and I was feeling pretty good and had apparently some very passionate.
You had some deep-seated rage for a Nintendo down there.
Now I guess the biggest issue that everyone, well, at least of you's had and the people who did listen to it and left their feedback for us, which most of them actually happened to be on the show last week.
Yeah, pretty much.
In my absence. I guess you were all confused at my stance. Like I was kind of just talking, not going anywhere.
No, I get that you, I got where your stance kind of was. It's just, you had some train of thoughts there that kind of went in a whole other direction that was hard to follow.
I mean, I guess, you know, I kind of threw in the PSP and the Vita and it was, it did legitimately start out as a discussion about the Switch, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, we were asking if you were ever going to get it, and then you were like,
that was the trigger, the button.
You went on. That's what happened.
So just in summation and kind of listening back to my initial thoughts, I guess I was not very clear on what I was trying to say. The biggest argument I think we all had and the biggest agreement we all had is if you're buying a Nintendo console, you're buying it for Nintendo. And and that is true. And the biggest point that I was trying to make was then focus on your Nintendo efforts. I know there's other consoles to play, the Call of Duties and the EA games and everything, but Nintendo took a lot of flack with the Wii U when they lost third-party support early on its life cycle. And then one of their biggest hooks was we got all these third parties on board, and here again it's very minimal and it's just mostly Nintendo stuff. So it's is, are they going to end up doing something like they did with that release, like one or two games, like, and I use Madden, I use Call of Duty, and I know you're going to get the better experience, obviously, on an Xbox One or a PC or even, you know, PS4, but like the Maddens and stuff, because if you want to keep the console, you know, the Switch family, Nintendo related, they're generally more family consoles, the Nintendo systems in general, and they're fun games that, you know, families could play together, like Madden and everything. Are they going to release it then with the promise of you get all excited about that and then you won't say anything again? Because I, like, one of the things I remember mentioning that night was that from what I've seen, and I haven't really followed the Switch much other than the Nintendo exclusives they were having, but there hasn't been any like sports games aside from like Nintendo related one. There hasn't been.
No, they had FIFA.
Oh, they did have FIFA. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was my main thing. I know it's an invalid argument because at the end of the day, which the consensus was, you're buying Nintendo for Nintendo.
True. I mean, I don't really pay attention to the third party stuff anyway, for the most part, because, you know, all of what I've seen so far have either been ports to the Switch, like Skyrim or even Doom. And then they have other weird ones like Bomberman and shit that should not be $60, but are $60. But I think, like I said, a lot of their third-party support's coming from the indie developers because they can just snatch those up probably for the cheap, I'm assuming.
And that's good. So that was my biggest contention. I don't really care if I'm not... to play. I wasn't, I'm not mad at Nintendo. I'm not banning the Switch. I just, because the other points of that were kind of went down the rabbit.
Yeah. Like you want, I'm not entirely sure about like the Wi-Fi and the pad.
Well, that was just like why the technology they use. They have technology available.
True.
You shouldn't, I shouldn't be limited to it. Like I said, initially I wanted to play when I pooped. Okay. When I got the Wii, where I was formerly living, I could sit in the bathroom because it was on the same floor, pretty close to where the TV was. So it could reach through the door and it was fine. But like here, I can't take it across the hall.
Damn.
And
the pooper's not close enough.
Right. It's too far away. And that's why it should have been running. The communication should have been like Wi-Fi, not what I guess, whatever infrared or what even technology do they
use? Oh, yeah, because they had the sensor. I'm sure it's infrared.
However it was. And that was my issue with that. And then with the Switch and the 3DS, it was like, why can't I play 3DS games then?
Yeah.
On that. And it just, Nintendo likes to make you buy extra stuff where you don't have. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm putting it now. That's my revenge. That's why I was getting
Smoothie's revenge on Nintendo.
But I just wanted to clear that up before we, you know, officially get into this week's show. So that was my stance. That was my clarification. It's probably still no clearer.
We'll let the fans decide that.
But it's at least been in a clearer state of mind.
Yeah. You haven't had half a gallon of Fireball yet?
I haven't had that yet. But speaking of that, are we going to kick off the show officially?
Of course. So what are we drinking, Smoothie?
What are we drinking? Well, tonight I'm going to start off with my shot of Fireball.
But there it is.
The bottle's upstairs. The last time I
was
from the bottle. So I'm just going to...
Yeah, we call that shot the Smoothie Killer.
Here we go. We're going to put the nail on Smoothie Coffin.
Do it.
So we have that. And then my beer tonight, as I shared with you guys earlier, this is the brewery, I believe, is, Sly Fox Brewing Company. It's local here, Pottstown, PA. And this is called, I saw this the other week when I was getting Natty Daddy's, called Mudlust Coffee Porter. I've never had it. It seemed interesting. I might regret it if there is any coffee or caffeine in this, if I'm going to be up long again, but let's hope.
No, I doubt it.
So I'm going to just take a swig of this and see how this is.
Yes, please give us a smoothie review.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Okay. There you have it, folks. It's good.
It's good. That's the of approval.
There you go. That's a smoothie drink for the night.
You can taste the porter part behind it, but it does have that hint of like a not too overbearing coffee flavor, but it has that nice hint. So I like this. $10.49 for the six pack. It really hurt me.
I was going to say, I was just about to ask you, you spent more than like $4 on beer tonight, Smoothie? I
went over. I broke the charter into $11 territory. But it's worth it, and it is 6.4% alcohol per
bottle. There you go.
A little higher than a standard beer.
Well, not as high as your Natty Daddy's, though.
That was a fun night. It was a good show, but
yeah, it was a long one too.
We are not doing that tonight.
No, we'll be lucky if we make it an hour.
I think we will, though, provided no. Well, we'll address. Why don't you tell me what you're drinking, then we'll talk about that.
Yeah. Well, right now what I've got in my mug here is a brewery that's close to home. It's Ellicottville Brewing Company. It probably doesn't go that far out yet. But I have a blonde ale called Cold Espresso. It has coffee bean taste as well. So just tastes like a cold brew, basically.
That's very awesome.
So if you like coffee... I also have, that was the only one I have of that one, just for backups, Hamburg Brewing Company. It's a Imperial Black IPA, and they're pretty good.
Nice.
I like the cold espresso a little better.
So that does sound good. And like I said, this is very happy with
Yeah.
The selection. We're definitely not going to go 3 hours, and we're going to try and make it an hour.
Yeah.
Just to recap, I know we recapped on our last episode, but a few episodes back.
Previously on the Unknown Podcast.
With just us two hosting it, lasted about 6 minutes. So right now.
No, it didn't. I don't even think it broke 5 minutes.
Maybe
with the pre-show shit.
But the official show runtime, yes, I believe, clocked in under 5 minutes. And that is
it was mostly me.
Yes, you talking about my antics for me.
Well, your hobbies, basically, is what I was talking about. Yeah.
Apparently, it's all because I have a vendetta against the Switch and the Wii U's lack of
life. Yeah. This is for children. I must beat children.
So yeah, right now everything is all quiet on the Western Front here.
That's good. No one's needing to go to the emergency room tonight, right?
Hopefully not. And
yeah.
So far, I think we've already broke the time constraint.
Oh,
so
for sure.
I think we're in the safe zone here. So
yeah.
So what else did you got? I didn't have a chance, like I said, to recap. So since last week, what else did you guys talk about besides me? Like, did
not much? No, I really have to think back. I don't honestly.
I mean, I saw
talked about last week.
A whole
we talked about like a whole bunch of like the topics just kept changing. I honestly take me a little bit to remember.
I do have to go back and listen to that fully, but it was quite a crowded house you had here.
It was a lot of people all of a sudden.
Your brother decided to show up.
I had to leave to go because the pizza man was here. I come back and holy shit, there's Aaron. And then like probably about 20 minutes later comes Tag. So 5 people trying to talk all at once.
It was good. And that's why I want to hear how that turned out.
It went pretty good, but there's a lot of talking over it sometimes.
Which is to expect it. But seeing that did definitely back to the old radio days when we did that show. So
yeah, that's exactly how it went.
But anything new this week that you've watched did?
I haven't done a whole lot this week. I've watched Alien Covenant and that was okay. That was my one. Yeah.
I watched a couple movies this week as well.
What did you?
I watched a couple movies, or maybe just a lot of. I watched last night. I watched The Greatest Showman.
Oh, with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good if you're into that sort of movie, like a musical type thing.
Oh, okay, yeah. I honestly don't know anything about it.
It was very good. I knew my wife and son wanted to see it, and I was happy with the results. I did, you know, I did smoothie it up and fell asleep in a few minutes.
But it's the only way to do it.
For the most part, I was awake and for a majority of it for a change. Usually I'm out within the first 5 minutes, but I made it successfully through that. But I'm back on my, and I mentioned this previously, my DC kick. I've been watching like really hardcore binging Arrow.
Oh, yeah. Where are you at right now? What season are you at?
I am in the second season, episode 10. Oh,
that's the best season of that show, by the way.
All right, well, good. I'm really enjoying it, like what I've seen. And I, you know, my wife's getting worried because she's like, "Do you have a crush on him?" And I was like, "Maybe a little man crush." I like the character.
I can't blame you.
I like the character Arrow, and because that's what I said, I've been running and everything, but right now I'm trying to, I keep referring to, I'm going to start the Arrow training plan so I can.
I think I looked that up one time just because I was curious. I can't do that.
I don't think there's any, well, there probably are if I look hard enough, like the one, maybe we saw the same one with like the parkour arenas and stuff where you
go to. Yeah, I don't. It was a couple of years ago. I remember one day I was just watching it. I was like, I wonder what this dude does to look like this on a daily basis.
It's crazy stuff, but I'm really enjoying the show and I want to go back and dig deeper into the Green Arrow. Now I know that the portrayal on TV is different.
It's basically Batman. the way they do Arrow.
It is, and that's the first thing I thought.
Yeah,
comparison. But to me, that the difference between the two is that Arrow is more survival based, and like there's not much tech behind his.
Yeah, that, and he killed a shit ton of people in the first season.
Yes. But in just terms of how they carry out their vigilanteing, Bruce Wayne, Batman relies a lot on gadgets and everything.
Yeah.
Arrows, more simple arrows. Now, the buddy of mine at work who's into the whole DC universe, which is why I want to get into some more of the Arrow backstory. He said there's in the comics and stuff, he has a whole bunch of like trick arrows that are very technical.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff, and you don't really see that on the show, which it's fine, but I appreciate for what it is, and I'm looking forward to the stuff I've been reading. I'm already at the stage where Barry Allen has been introduced into the show. Yeah. And so now I'm getting all the viewing orders for all these DC shows. It says, you can start watching Flash after the second season, and then you can
bounce back
between all the different ones. Like, I didn't even realize that Constantine was when I initially saw the movie with Keanu Reeves, which it's, I believe, the same Constantine,
same character. Yeah,
I didn't realize that was even a comic book character. I didn't realize that he was in that universe.
Yeah.
But you can watch that and super and interlace all these things, and it's just I've missed a lot.
Well, they kind of put that Constantine from the NBC show that didn't even last like a half a season in. I think they put that in the Arrowverse shows as well, didn't they?
Yeah. There was a crossover there.
Yeah, they just kind of threw him in there, even though I don't think his show is actually connected to those at all. Just weird.
Even that, and that's why I'm just curious to see how that all goes. But I'm really in.
I used to watch those shows. I watched Arrow season 3 and then like probably not even half of season 4. And then I watched Flash season 1 and probably about half of season 2. I just kind of dropped off with it.
Now, were you trying to watch it live, like while it was actually being?
No, I'd watch it after the fact.
On Netflix and stuff?
Yeah, I watched it on like Hulu and stuff. Or I'd record it when I had a DVR.
But you were still watching it like currently. Like now I have.
I was trying to, yes. And then I stopped. Mostly because season 4 Arrow is, in my opinion, a huge quality drop off. And I think a lot of fans are in the same boat. I just kind of got disinterested with it. And I don't know, Flash. I don't know. I just kind of got done with it.
Now, was it the when you say quality drop off, was it like the writing or was it that like production? Did the writing?
Well, I meant, the show in general, everything like this. Yeah. The story was, they kind of like restart. It almost felt like a reboot of the show.
So like, it kind of gets redundant.
Maybe, but it was, I don't know. It went in a weird direction or just a direction that I didn't think was very good.
Well, I'll probably be there shortly enough.
Yeah, if you're just burning through that. When did you start watching these shows?
Last week. I'm sorry, the week before.
Oh, okay.
Started with season 1, watched all the way through that, and then, up until...
It's all on Netflix, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's why I have the ability. And like I said, while I'm working, I have it on. And it was not nice because... Unfortunately, I also spent a good portion, as I mentioned, of this week shoveling.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
I worked from home on Wednesday, main day, and I was unable to get out on Thursday. I work from home on Thursdays anyway. But between those 2 days, I was able to, sitting on my couch working, able to have Arrow going and just
watching. Yeah.
It enabled me to get through it nicely.
Yeah, that's definitely a background show. You don't have to like strictly be paying attention to it in order to watch it because there's like it's a pretty simple story.
Yeah, you just gotta pick up on like the names and characters. Like a couple times I find myself going on, because that's like one of the things. And like I said, I never really had been into comics themselves. Or these universes really. And
well, it's hard to commit to that if you haven't like started doing that at an early age. The amount of stuff to cover is like immense. It's kind of daunting if you try to like jump into comics.
And that's why I went to the Q-Mart today, and they have a different comic shop now. It's like half a toy side and like half comics. Fortunately, the guy who was the comic guy wasn't there yet. Funny, the comic guy. but the toy guy was. And I said, I've been watching the show, and I was like, I realize that it's much different, but where's a good place to start aside from investing money in like the old?
Yeah, that's probably not a good place to start anyway, because they're all super corny and they change over time anyway.
And there has to be. I know they just rebooted at the beginning of this year, judging by their website. Whole universe they've done
again.
Rebirth.
Rebirth. I think that's older than. I think that's like they've been doing. I think they did Rebirth like a year or two ago.
Well, they said this year, unless it was.
Oh, okay. Maybe they did it again. I don't know.
But
possible
into the story. But Mike, you know, he didn't have much information for me, and I was fine. I get it, but as I was looking on their website, I was trying to figure out, you know, it said this comic's available $2.99. I didn't know if that was digital or what the going rate of comic, like
that sounds like it would be digital.
But like, how do you get, like, if there's like a series, do you like subscribe to it? Like a magazine? Like
they do. I'm trying to think there are ways to do that, to subscribe to comics online. Trying to think what there used to be. Comixology. I don't know if that's still a thing anymore. Okay. You can get comics from that. And I believe you can subscribe to the new issues on there as well. I might be wrong. Marvel has their own app also to get their whole backlog and subscribe to new issues.
So now, but is that?
I'm sure DC has one too.
Yeah, they have their own app as well where you can do that. Like I said, it said $2.99. I would be fine getting it.
Yeah. Digit.
No,
well, that's per issue, right?
Yeah, that was just like one I was looking at. It said available now $2.99. But
yeah,
but like if you subscribe, they still have them. You can get them hard copy, right? Like that's because that's how I prefer, because that's my obviously with my
club. Yeah, it depends on where you go, I'm sure, but. They still sell that stuff.
I mean,
not just issues, they like collections as well. They're pretty current. If you go to like even Barnes and Noble, you can see the current stuff. Okay. So they're still doing physical.
I'll have to dig around. I mean, I know they are still doing physical, but I just want to know if when you see things like subscribe, like if they do stuff like a magazine where you can get it like delivered to you, in essence.
Probably.
See, that's how I'd like to do it. Because obviously, right. No, I mean, I have the Q-Mart here, but there's not really many other dedicated, unless I'm not looking hard enough. Like,
I'm pretty sure at least they used to do that, but I don't know if they still do.
But that's what I'm all about right now, the DC universe. And
all right.
Hoarding more stuff, I guess.
Well, yeah. So what do you, besides Green Arrow, what else do you want to get into in like the comics universe of DC?
Justice League and
all
the original stuff. I know the movies weren't well received by people. I've enjoyed them for what they are. They're what sparked my interest in this. And
what's your favorite one then?
Favorite movie?
The favorite DC universe movie so far. Starting with what? The Man of Steel, I think, was the first one.
Man of Steel was the I mean, you have the Green Lantern, if you want to.
I don't think that was part of the now extended DC universe, though.
It was outside of those. But out of Man of Steel, Suicide Squad, because I'll throw that in there. Suicide Squad.
Batman versus Superman, Wonder Woman, and Justice League. I think that's it, right?
I think Wonder Woman was. I mean,
that was your favorite one.
Critically as well. Like, I think that was the best.
That was the best received by far.
one, and I think they did do a good job with that. But I enjoyed Batman versus Superman.
Did you?
And I guess the extended cut, because everybody said you need to, you couldn't really appreciate it in the theater without seeing the extra stuff.
I watched the extended cut. I honestly couldn't tell a whole lot of times where it was different, even though there was 30 minutes or whatever, 20 something minutes tacked on.
I think
it's still, must have had just extra stuff that I don't know how it made it R-rated, other than they put in digital blood here and there.
I never seen the original release of it, but
I saw that day one in the theaters by myself, and for whatever reason, I was just bored. I went and saw it, and man, I don't know what I feel about that movie. I still don't. There are parts of it that are so bad, but parts of it that are actually pretty enjoyable.
It makes it
really hard for me to have an actual opinion on it, because it's like, this is so dumb, but some things I kind of still like.
I guess to answer your question, Wonder Woman was probably my favorite.
I thought you said that's the most critical, but your favorite was Batman versus Superman.
No, I said I enjoyed Batman versus
Superman. Oh, okay.
I'm saying overall, I think Wonder Woman probably is the best, because it told the good backstory. You got the whole, it didn't get too deep into her backstory. Like, and I think that was one of the criticisms I heard about, like, some of the other movies. They spent too much time explaining certain things that you could only touched on, and like they only touched on her when she was younger growing up, and then you're kind of, you start the movie, you know, it's what's his face ends up on the island, and then everything progresses. I liked Suicide, I just thought that was a fun movie. I know that wasn't real.
I saw that one. I don't know, dude, that movie was rough
for what. Now, that was the first one I actually saw out of them all.
Out of all of them? Yeah. Oh, wow.
My son probably wasn't our best discretion, but he enjoys it, and he doesn't, you know, take it with a grain of salt. He likes Harley Quinn, and he see that movie, and I got it, and we watched it together, and I enjoyed it for what it was. And to me, like I said, maybe because I'm not like a comic nerd, if you will, I mean that with respect, I guess. It probably doesn't sound that way, but not knowing it from the comic perspective or from that side of things, just seeing it as I thought it was a fun action movie.
I mean, I didn't know shit about Suicide Squad myself, but that movie wasn't that, it was pretty bad just as a movie.
That's my taste, so I can appreciate
it. No, that's fine.
That's my daddy taste right there.
Yeah.
I'm quite that too. But I did enjoy that, and I went out and bought the which somebody said was the, I think it was my same friend at work, Batman Escape from Arkham Asylum.
Oh yeah, they say that's a way better Suicide Squad movie.
That should have been, and I did. I enjoyed that a crap ton.
There's another Suicide Squad, actual Suicide Squad animated movie coming out like next month, I guess.
Yeah, they release those pretty regularly.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really good.
So I'll probably start getting into those as well.
Yeah,
more of those. But yeah, Wonder Woman was my favorite, and Justice. Right. I think Wonder Woman and Justice League. After seeing that, I enjoyed that.
Yeah,
as well, and I one of the biggest things for me is I enjoy the across all different shows, even like the older ones. Like I was watching Smallville on Friday, like going back that far, just seeing that connection.
Yeah.
The similar like little things pop up. So I don't know if you've ever watched that show, or
I never did.
The very first like scene there, it's Lex Luthor and his dad on the plane, and he's reading the paper, and it says, you know, Queen is alive, you know, talking about Oliver Queen. It's like, it's obviously the same universe, but it all flows together, and just seeing the little connections to other things, like even on Arrow, like I was like able to buy Deathstroke, and then like did you see Justice League? Did you watch
it? I did, yeah.
Did you watch the end credits? So I don't want to spoil anything for you.
Deathstroke comes on the
as soon as he came
up. Like,
Deathstroke. And
yeah,
you know, it's just, it's piecing all that together is funny. And when I was watching Arrow too, like the first season, when her mom comes back, when they think Sarah's still alive.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'm going to head back to, you know, Central City now. I'll take the red eye. She'll be there in a flash.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
That's yep.
Flash is from. So just like those things. That's that kind of stuff. Just
yeah, they're very self-referential.
It just makes me chuckle on how interwoven everything is.
Speaking of self-referential, have you watched the new Deadpool 2 trailer? Did you see that one?
I have not. No. That just came out yesterday, was it?
I think it was a day or two. It might have been Wednesday. I can't remember.
I've been meaning to go back and watch it.
Have you seen Deadpool yet?
I've seen Deadpool.
You meant the trailer. I'm sorry.
No, I've seen Deadpool, and I haven't seen the new. The only trailer, I don't know if there's been other ones. I don't even know if this, I'm assuming it was a real trailer where he's just like on the street, I guess, for two. I'm assuming he's on the street.
That played at the beginning in front of Logan in theaters. Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It was like, that was just like a teaser. But
they had another teaser trailer a few months ago or a couple months ago. And now they have an official trailer that came out in the middle of the week.
I've been seeing that pop up, and even actually my son said it today. He's like, did you see the new Deadpool trailer? I was like,
that's pretty damn good.
The Deadpool trailer. So I have to watch that.
Yeah. Did you like Deadpool?
Oh,
it was fantastic.
It was hilarious. Ryan Reynolds, he's another one of those actors. I think he's very versatile. I've enjoyed pretty much everything he's done.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Because he's versatile. Like, he can go from that Van Wilder person, which he carried. That's pretty much Deadpool. I mean, it's the same type of person.
A little bit, yeah.
Have, like, the serious, like, Ryan Reynolds as well. Like, the Amityville Horror. I thought he did a good job in that. And what was the one he was in? Buried Alive or Buried?
Oh, yeah, Buried. Yeah.
Which I think maybe the movie wasn't that great, but I think his role in it was good because took him
that
out.
It was all in a coffin, right? Pretty much the whole movie? The
whole movie was him trapped, waking up and realizing that he was locked inside.
Oh.
And I forget if he ever made it out or not. I don't even remember how it ended, but I know it was a good. The movie was good for being pretty much the movie inside a box.
Yeah, it's basically all performance to make that movie work.
He did well with that.
Yeah. Speaking of stuff going off of source material that's awful, not the source material. Did you watch the Dark Tower movie?
I haven't yet, no.
You haven't.
Which I was told that not to. I want to.
No, trust me, don't. It's so bad.
See, now it's been such a long time since I've read the books.
Going into it as just a movie viewer, I like before I went to see it, I was like, all right, I got to get out of the mindset that it's going to be anything like the books, because it's only going to have some connections to it, because I already knew that they changed a lot. So you have to kind of get in that mindset. But just as a movie, as a storytelling experience, it was just bad. No matter what they changed, they made it a bad movie regardless. It doesn't matter that it didn't really follow a whole lot of the book.
Now, I wonder why. Like it's such a good, and I know they talked about it for years. I mean, I know you and
that was that. This has been in talks for at least probably before it released, probably about at least 10 years.
Oh yeah, I like you said, I remember on like Facebook and even like on the forums and stuff, we would talk about it, specifically you and Aaron. We would talk about this and always get excited when we'd hear about it and want to see it. And then the day finally comes, and
yeah, well, they kept. The rights kept changing from who was going to make it, who was going to direct it. At first, it was going to be J.J. Abrams and like the Lost team. They were going to make it. They bought the rights from Stephen King for $19. But then for whatever reason, it went to Ron Howard, and then they had like this grand scheme of, we make a movie, we have a mini series, or not a mini series, but like a season of a show, and then we have another movie, and then we have a season and stuff like that. They were going to break it up into movies and TV all connected, which I guess they're still kind of doing, because they have a show on it, the show is going to be on Amazon. Okay. I don't know if it's going to still be connected to the movies anymore. They might be trying to distance themselves because it didn't do well and everyone hated it.
Now from what I heard, like I said, I started watching it one night.
Yeah.
And I only got like, it was in like present day city. It was nothing. Like I said, I was going in there waiting for
you. Were here at the Jake scenes then.
Yeah. Like like literally 5 minutes and I fell asleep.
What they tried to do with that, my opinion, sorry to cut you off, but just from those scenes that you saw, it felt like they were trying to make it more like a Harry Potter than an adult fantasy movie. And that's, I think that also kind of killed it as well, because it was just retreading stuff you saw in all those other young adult fiction movies when this was never young adult fiction.
No, by far not. And that's what I heard. Like they were just trying, like, and I don't know if that was what the directors or whatever were going with. Was it still Ron Howard who did the
movie? Well, he produced it. He didn't actually direct it like he was supposed to in the beginning. And it still went through like a lot of rewriting. And I'm sure the budget just kept getting slashed, because what they would have to do to make an accurate adaption would probably cost a shit ton of money. And this isn't at the Harry Potter level. It's a popular series, but it's not that popular. We're investing hundreds of millions of dollars is probably fucking out of the question. Yeah, especially to try to make it R-rated like it's supposed to be. It would just be, you wouldn't get the returns more than likely from that.
I was bummed that it wasn't good. I still will eventually watch it just to,
I mean, if you want to get your to see what your curiosity, where it takes you, you have to watch it. That's the only, I knew it was going to be bad. I had no expectations. My expectations were below nothing, basically. I knew it was going to be bad, but it was like, this is my favorite book series. I still have to see the movie.
Yeah.
And then I did, and I was like, man, maybe I shouldn't do that anymore. It's like one of those movies you have to see even though you know it's not going to be great.
Right. You want to see what, try and figure out what they were going for.
You want to hope it's wrong, basically.
Certainly it wasn't what was presented in the books, and no movie ever is going to be. And with such a, you know, a 7-book series, you know, and so much detail and such a and interwoven story, you really would take a lot of movies. I if you're doing it strictly in movie format,
it would have been way better if it went to like HBO and they did a Game of Thrones style, pretty accurate adaption of a show with a decent budget. It would have been perfect there, but instead they wanted to make movies still. I don't know. They should have capitalized on the fact that Game of Thrones was so popular.
Like I think you could do,
I guarantee it would have worked 10 times better if they would have put the time and energy to make it right as a series instead of a movie series.
Well, if you lead with the movie and if you're going to choose to do, you could legitimately do The Gunslinger as a single standalone.
Yeah, it's only like 300 something pages. It's a perfect movie length.
Well, to get everything set and start it.
Without, it's a good 2-hour movie, and that's all it would need to be.
And without stretch, you know, without turning, and then jump into the series. And then maybe, like, the final.
Yeah, dark because it's going to be hard. It would be hard to make the rest, some of these books. The 4th and the 5th and the 7th book are huge. The 7th book is, like, 700-something pages, 800 pages. You can't make that into a single movie.
No, you have to. You would have to stretch that out into series length. And I think, I forget what, like I said, it's been probably over 10 years since I've read them, and they've since been destroyed in a flood. So,
oh yeah,
I've been trying to piece back together them, and I've been successful. Mainly because I don't feel like paying, rebuying them. And like I said, I'm very anal that they all have to be like almost the same edition or the same release, you know, from that like,
yeah,
re-released year, whatever. But the I would love to see in two things I would love to see from those books specifically. One, I would love to see the damn Lobstrosities.
Yeah. Just chopping away at his hands.
I would just love to see the how they would visually, like I have an idea in my head what they look like, but I would like to see how they would be portrayed on the big screen or small screen, wherever it may be. Visually, I'd like to see it. Somebody else's, what the final thing was. So maybe we'll say like a Tom Savini creating these like things. Like
He would be good for that.
It would have to be practical. I don't want CGI stuff.
It would definitely be CGI though. I'm just sorry to tell you. There's no way they wouldn't.
I'd love to see that. I would just love to see how with the, and spoiler alert to all you listening, watching, who may have not read these books, I would love to see how they do the Stephen King parts with the going.
That's why I always thought this could never be turned into a show or TV, just because it's just you can't, that part. I always had a hard time with that part. It was too. It felt like Stephen King was jacking off on the pages. It's like, I'm in this shit now.
I thought that was a good concept to see your.
I mean, it was unique, but.
Especially for. I forget what was that, like four or five? Or
that was. It started. I think it started in like the sixth book. Maybe it was the fifth book, but I'm pretty sure it was the sixth book. So where they're talking about him just kind of being there. He was in the sixth and seventh book.
Okay. So, but
it very, very weird.
It was definitely weird, but it was when I read it, I was like, wow, you know, that's, it's pretty damn impressive that.
Yeah. And Stephen King loves himself.
And I like, hey, whatever. It was a great series, so he can love himself all he wants.
It was very strange, and yeah, you're right. I don't see how that could possibly
how they would
translate very well. It would just be so weird because you'd have to basically wouldn't you have to CGI him as his younger, like early 90s self? He doesn't look like that anymore. He's looking pretty old, so. They'd have to put some CGI coating on him, and it might look a little weird too.
But and then like all the other characters from the other books that you know crossed over into there, which was cool. I like how he did that with the different errors or you know all the people. What sounds a lot was Cujo was.
I believe Cujo. Yeah, they had the main priest from Salem's Lot.
So that that was interesting as well. But I mean, good adaptations could be done, and miniseries. They don't do them anymore on TV. Miniseries like they did in the '90s when they did the initial.
Not as much, no.
But like they were for what they were at the time. Like those, you look forward to that multi-day.
Yeah.
Watch a movie, over.
Yeah.
The 4 or 5 days, and you know, Stand was one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, you read the book?
I don't think I've ever made it all the way through the book.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you, it's over 1,000 pages. It took me a good breaking up a full year. It took me a while to do that. I broke it up between like winter, summer, and whatnot. It took me for fucking ever to read that whole book.
Still trying to get through it, but
it was a little shorter, I think. Probably by like what 200 pages,
The Stand, right?
No, The Stand. Well, it's pretty lengthy too.
Most of his books are pretty lengthy.
Yeah.
Which they're still.
Hey, the man loves to write.
If you got something to say, say.
Yeah, he's got a lot to say.
I will be releasing my book on why the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, we should just transcript that and sell it. It'd probably be pretty good.
It would be a good sell.
just put your drunken face on the cover with a fireball next to it.
I'm sure there's good enough screen.
I'll look for one when we're done. You enjoying that expensive beer smoothie?
I am. I'm savoring it. I'm going to make it last. That six pack's going to last me. At least for the next six unknown podcasts. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. We got to coordinate a drink for one night that we all have.
Didn't we talk about?
We were going to do something like a cheap beer night or something, right?
Yes. I believe that was that fateful night.
Yeah. Sounds
I'm just not
great.
As young as I once was. Like that.
Yeah.
Really, I was dead. Like the next, and you know, I got up.
You were just drinking straight liquor all night. Yeah. Then you had your daddy daddies.
And then I had the one daddy daddy. Nobody even realized I was going to pee. I was going up to get new beers and drink them as well. And
drunk smoothie took over your body.
I had to get up early for church. And
yeah. So I'm sure that was great.
I
good experience.
I wouldn't say I was fine. I think I had to drive my nephew who doesn't go to our church. He goes to church on Quakertown. That's why I had to get up early. So I had to drive him there. And I'm fairly certain I might have still had a buzz at that point. He's probably still. Because literally, because of the time change, you know, that bumped it ahead. And I think
we were up later than we wanted to be. That's for sure.
3:30, I think. But by the time you know, did my post show wrap up, if you will, and settled down. I think it was like 4:30, and then next.
Yeah, by the time I went to bed, it was like 4:30.
And I'm just not built for that. And then Monday, I was still feeling it. It was.
Oh, trust me, I was exhausted for like the next 2 days because of that stupid shit.
Getting old sucks.
It does, especially when you have a baby and you go to bed super late, and then it wakes up and you have to feed it. It's like, holy god. I shouldn't be doing this anymore.
I'm glad I'm past that stage, but there were.
I can't wait to get past that stage. I want to sleep through the night again.
No, it'll be nice when you get to that point. Now, Casey, when he was born, first couple months were okay. Fine, normal baby. And then he became colic.
God, yeah.
And it was just like an overnight thing. We're like, what the hell happened? You know, he was fine doing everything.
Yeah.
Fine, and then all of a sudden it just went downhill. It was literally like we would take like shifts eating. So like
yeah.
have to be with him, and you know, I'd eat my plate and then she would eat hers. And I would drive up and down 309, which you're the bike.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And coming from, I would drive all the way up to Montgomeryville and all the way back. And then he would finally be asleep. And this is when I was getting to work even earlier than I do now. So I'd be coming in at like 12:30. He'd be asleep.
Yeah. Wow.
For work the next day. And it was either going up the bypass to Montgomeryville or going to like Coopersburg, going 309 the other way.
Uh-huh.
With white noise on in the car and just trying to stay awake and hoping you go to sleep.
Yeah.
And it was like,
thankfully, I haven't had two bad nights, but some nights he's just awake. It's not that he's mad. He's done sleeping. It's like, oh, God damn it.
I think that's, that's just as bad too. Cause they're ready.
Cause you can't do anything. Like you could try to get him to go to sleep, but it just doesn't work. They're awake. So you're just, I guess I'm awake too now until you fall asleep.
And then they do. They get up early when they're young. Now,
yeah.
Casey doesn't have that problem.
Yeah. Once they get to be teenagers or close to it, they're just, I'll sleep till noon. Like, go for it.
Because I remember that would be my like Xbox time. So I would get up early, like literally 4 on like the weekends to play. And
damn.
And he would come because he would get up like between 6 and 7.
So you'd play super early.
My Xbox time, but now it's like on Saturdays I'll still get up early, but I know I can enjoy myself till probably like 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Both him and my wife, she likes to sleep in the mornings on the weekend. So I will let them go as long as possible.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure once I get to sleep in again, I'll just never get out of bed.
I mean, I like getting up. To me, it feels like I always have this conversation with my wife. She's like, don't you like sleeping in? I'm like, you know, you get up early all week. I was like, no, I feel like I miss stuff. And if I sleep past a certain point, I feel like the day's shot.
I feel the same way too, but sometimes I'm just so tired. I just feel like, is it worth getting up to be just groggy all day or just get some more rest? So sometimes I'm just like, no, I'm getting more sleep.
But I think then that's when I pay for it with like then trying to watch a movie later on.
Yeah, because you're asleep by 7:30 at night.
Usually
or whatever time.
Because my wife, she doesn't fight with me anymore. She lets me.
She just watches the movie.
Well, no, she'll go to bed, but she won't wake me up anymore. She'll just leave me however I lay. Like the other night, we have one of the wraparound couches with like the lounge part, like the sticks out. And we have an ottoman. So I was like half on that. And
yeah.
And that's how I woke up at like 3 o'clock and everybody went to bed. I was like, you could have at least told me to lay normal on the couch. I had nothing supporting like the middle half of me. She's like, I'm not fighting with you anymore. I'm just going to bed.
Fair enough.
So
you obviously needed to sleep pretty bad if you didn't wake up for a long time.
No, it's typically. I'm glad that I have my like internal clock because I've never missed a, because this will happen during the week. I've never overslept in that aspect. Like if I don't set an alarm, I will wake up. I might maybe a little bit later than normal, but I'll never like wake up and be like, oh, it's, you know, 9 o'clock where I should be at work like 3 hours ago.
Yeah. You party animal.
I am. Partiest of animals.
So anything new and exciting happened this week, Smoothie?
Other than just watching TV and shoveling. No.
Shoveling. Yeah, you get your nor'easter. How many have you had now at this point? I mean, I know New York got slammed with this stuff. I don't know if it's as bad where you are. I mean, you still get hit with the storm, but I don't know if you get it as bad as like New York City.
Like a couple weeks ago, we had the one because I ended up having it. They all happen on Wednesdays. And work from home on Wednesday that week too, which completely throws me off. Like I got a work from home day week and it's Thursday. And if it gets disrupted in any stretch, like for the snow, like this, fortunately I was able to take two back to back, but the week when it happened on Wednesday, like the rest of my week was screwed up because I'm typically thinking, okay, I just worked from home. I'm going into the office. It is Friday. And hoping that actually on Friday, I'm not thinking it's Saturday and don't sleep in or don't get up and just start playing a game and say, oh, wait a minute. It's not actually Saturday. It's Friday. But we haven't, I guess that was like the third nor'easter.
It's Friday. No, go on.
Yeah, it was like two or three nor'easters. Everything's a nor'easter now, though. I mean, I guess. Yeah.
You get a foot of snow and they call it a nor'easter.
It's crazy.
It's the
other time wasn't too bad. Like it was 5-6 inches, but I knew it just followed the same pattern. Like when I woke up at my normal time for work, there's nothing on the ground, or maybe it had just started, but it progressed and I wasn't going to go to work only to get stuck driving 5 hours home because I'm in the thick of it when I leave.
But word.
Nothing else new, nothing else exciting. I'm trying to think.
Okay. I started playing Sea of Thieves today because I got that Xbox Live Game Pass basically because I wanted to play any new Microsoft games day one. So I was like, oh, I'll try it with Sea of Thieves. Do you know what it is? We've talked about it, but do you know what the game actually is?
I'm not familiar with what the game is.
It's a first-person, like, open-world, online, always-online game. It's like, I think it's a shared world, almost like an MMO, I guess. Okay. And, I don't know. I started playing it today just to see what the hype is, because it had pretty good stuff, pretty good buzz coming out of the betas and alphas and stuff. But I don't know what to do in that game. It's strange. It's like, you in the beginning when you start, you choose a pirate, and then you choose what kind of ship you want and what kind of crew you want, how big of a size, and then it kind of makes you if you don't have anyone to actually play with. And then you're just kind of in a ship sailing. There's no, as far as I know, I haven't found any quests, but maybe there's something further down the line. But really, it's just like sailing with like a lot of water.
So you just going. You haven't found any quests, you're just kind of.
I found islands where you fight skeletons. You run into other ships, other crews, and they blow up your ship every single time because everyone's an asshole when you play online. It's like playing GTA online. I don't know if you ever did that with GTA 5.
I played a couple matches.
Yeah, all you do is get murdered immediately by anyone that sees you. So that's kind of that concept. I don't know how many times I had my sip shink in the hour that I played today. But.
And that you said that was on the Game Pass, not.
Oh, you can buy it. It's $60.
Well, no. I mean, I remember seeing it on the dashboard, but under, because it says gold, but I guess it's the game.
Yeah, you either buy the game full price, or you have the Game Pass and you can play it.
Maybe I'll wait till you play it a little longer. Maybe check it out.
Well, I mean, it'd probably be better to try and play it with people that actually you know, because I didn't like party up with any of these people. And then half the time I was alone because they left. But, yeah, it's weird. I mean, you get to sail a ship, and that I like the mechanics, and it's different that way. But the problem is it's just, like, open sea, and you're just sailing down, and you can, like, adjust the sails to the wind.
But yeah. Almost sounds like more of a simulator at this point for you.
Kind of, I guess. Yeah, pirate simulator. An MMO pirate simulator. There we go.
That's new. It's interesting. New concept.
It's a new concept. I just hope they can do something more with it. Maybe they'll have some add-on shit that'll give it a little more life, because right now it feels kind of empty.
So you've only like fought skeletons and stuff, but you haven't like any boss.
I've encountered other people that I fought too, but I haven't encountered like a mission. Like so far, I'm sure there are. But there's got to be quests or something, but
I would imagine so.
I just don't know where to go, and I kind of want to figure it out for myself before I just Google how to do stuff like that.
I've just been playing a lot of text game, Call of Duty, the newest one.
World War II.
Yeah, and just enjoying the multiplayer in that. It's actually since I've got.
I'm not very good at that.
I wasn't. I mean, I'm
my
not.
Skills in Call of Duty have just dropped.
It's been Infinite Warfare. I sucked at, but
I was god awful at that.
Wasn't the greatest version of it. This I think is pretty solid. Online thing, and I'm doing pretty good. But it's nice because since I've got the glasses, I'm able to sit on the couch and play now. I don't have to be. Before I'd have to be right on top of the TV to see it. And plus the TV in our bedroom died. And my wife's like, why don't you just get a bigger TV for the living room?
Exactly. Like, she's got to get it. So she's right.
I mean, I had a 42 inch in there and I only
no, 50. Come on.
But
the 40, you got to have 100 inches at least. Come on. You got to spend $5,000 on a TV.
50 inch made that much more of a difference, especially. Yeah. It's like I remember I got everything set up. This I think it came the day before we got the snow. So I got everything. Casey had a doctor's appointment. They were out. So I was like, I got home, got everything set up, and you know, turned on Call of Duty, played around and went like 22 in like 14.
That's better than me.
I was like, wow, I can this with the glasses and the bigger TV, it's
yeah. You probably can see like further and further back. I can
make out better, like with the glasses, it's just a astigmatism, whatever that is. It's not like a nearsighted, farsighted thing, but it makes everything clearer. So I'm able to tell, oh, that's a person, not a, you know, tree. And I'm
pretty much just means you have terrible eyesight.
Just terrible all around. But I pick up everything with it in such clarity. So it's, I've been doing good. Like I was prestiged, you know, the first time.
Oh, wow.
Because I wanted the achievement. And I'm already at level 19 again. So
nice. How many other Call of Duties have you prestiged in?
I tried to at least prestige once in all the ones I played. Maybe not the older ones. I think from Black Ops on. I think I've prestiged in Modern Warfare 3 on both the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox.
Damn, that's a lot of Call of Duty.
And Black Ops 3 I did on the PS3 and the Xbox One as well.
Oddly enough, the only game I've ever prestiged in was Ghosts. I don't know why I played the shit out of Ghosts more than like any of the other ones.
Ghosts was weird though because it didn't have like a distinct prestige. Like you had the different characters. Remember, you could like make your different.
Black Ops 3.
No, you had the different, like the different, not agents. I don't want to say it's more like Siege, but operatives, we'll call them, like where you would level up that specific one. So you could
have five
different characters going, because that's how I would play after I did get to the highest level you could with the person, but I don't remember it distinctly saying prestiged. You move up to the next. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah.
Well, that one you get an achievement or no. So,
and that, and I should clarify that too because I like the achievements. If it has an achievement, I will try my best to prestige.
So you're an achievement hunter. Yeah. Do you have a preference on trophies for PS for the PlayStation or achievements? Which one do you prefer?
I like the achievements, but I've also done the whole trophy thing. Like I have a buttload of three games I want to go back and play.
Have you ever platinumed any?
No, I have.
Yeah, me neither.
Like that was my intentions when I got the Vita too, just to simply be able to play these games and get them. Now I've completed like a couple of the ones that are, we'll say the arcade equivalents, like the smaller ones that don't actually have a platinum. Like
we'll
have a platinum trophy.
No, like indie games, kind of.
Yeah, like I did
smaller games.
Not Attack on Mars, that was the movie, but kind of like a almost like 80s style, like Space Invaders game.
Yeah, the retro games.
Like that. I did that. I did a couple of those ones. But never platinum. But I do. I like the trophies too. And I didn't like them as much. But one of the things, I don't know if you're familiar with the, they've gotten bigger now, the True Achievement site.
I know of it.
Where it gives you a different, like, you know, the actual value of what your time you're putting in. They have a
system. Oh, they tell you the time.
Well, it's like if it, like for instance, like the it all depends on. So let's say we use World War II for the example. Prestigium was 90 gamer score, but this site tracks it and it tells you how many people on the register people on the site have actually completed it. So how rare it actually is. So you can have a higher value. So it might actually be worth, like, if you're one of the first people to get it.
They have that for trophies.
Yeah. And that's what made the trophies more fun. Once they actually do it, like, and say, okay, there's a convertible thing. Like, it's great. I had like free silver. I want to know what.
They kind of do that with achievements now, but only for the ones that are super rare. They tell you how the percentage of people that actually completed it, but not for all of them.
No, they have like the diamond, like
The diamond ones. Yeah. The more rare ones.
They're pretty pointless overall, but I just still
are
something about achievements. It's just always fun.
Well, it's because I can tell you what it is. It's a point value. For some reason that's more valuable to I agree with you. I like achievements more, and I know it's because of the point value system. There's nothing to it. It's meaningless. But they've even on the Xbox One dashboard have started to like almost make it competitive because you can see where you rank as far as achievements monthly.
I think the achievement score
that you've gotten.
And I think that's all come from like true achievements, like not necessarily.
I guarantee it. Yeah.
That influence that they've had, because they've become so much bigger than just a web. They could just start as a simple website, but now they're more like they have a dashboard app, and Xbox has referenced true achievements.
Yeah.
But no, it's just something that it just feels more. And that was always my thing, like with even like the 360 with the whole concept of achievements. I think it adds value to games, like because there's always something more.
There's something to strive for. It's like almost like a meta game to try and find the achievements.
Yeah, it's not like
not all necessary.
You don't have to go in and mean to beat a game. You can go and blow through it on easy just to get the premise and the story. But it's like, well, now I don't want to. I can get this achievement for this and then actually enjoy it more, or go back and say, I'm going to start on easy and I'm going to go through and play again.
Yeah,
you
want to get the gist of it in the mechanics and then go back in the harder modes.
And the same with the same with trophies as well. That's obviously the same thing. You still have value. And I think for me too, that's part of the reason why, like, I don't want to go into another Nintendo rant, but.
Yeah, they don't have any system like that.
Like the closest they have were the stamps on the Wii U. Certain
kind of, yeah.
And I thought, okay, that's cool. You get a whole set of stamps, but it's just kind of random stuff. And I think that, like, I don't know if you would say spoiled by like achievements or something, but like it makes it harder to play like games on the Wii U, knowing that I'm not getting anything out of it.
You like the affirmation that comes with an achievement.
Yeah.
It's like a weird like brain. It's like psychology right there. It's messing with some part of your brain that really loves that affirmation of doing something in a video game, even though you completed something that everyone else has.
Right. It's because it's not, to me, it's like there's no proof. Like, well, you can see.
Well, there is not. There's no an proof. Achievement amount. It tells you. Everyone can look at it.
But
there's proof.
I beat it on veteran. You haven't yet. You know, I'm awesome.
You don't even know. Look at my achievements and you know what I did.
But because I've still yet to finish Bayonetta 2. And I love the Bayonetta
game. I've never played those games. I'm going to have to get them on the Switch because the third game is supposed to come out on the Switch too. So if you want to play Bayonetta 3, you gotta squash your beef there with Nintendo and join the dark side.
That's already in the back of my head. Once confirmed, that will be enough to move me toward it. Like, that was always my thing. Like, I still haven't got a PS4 yet. Eventually, I will get one.
There's plenty of games that are exclusive that are definitely worth a purchase, in my opinion.
But like the
what's the game that's gonna drive you to a system? If we're gonna go with like Xbox, Nintendo, and PlayStation, those three consoles, what is the game on each of those that would be like, all right, now that's released, I gotta get that?
I would say for Nintendo, Bayonetta 3 would be enough to drive.
I haven't finished two.
That's enough for me to say,
okay,
I want to play it. And if this is the only way I'm going to get it, then so be it. Until 3 years later, they release it on other consoles. Because I heard 1 and 2 are coming to, or 2's coming to other consoles as well soon. Maybe not.
I didn't hear about that.
I thought I heard it somewhere that they were finally.
I only heard that they're re-releasing it on the Switch, which they already have.
Or maybe
that's all I heard.
Maybe that was my.
That might be what you heard. I'm not sure.
So that would be enough at this stage of the game to bring me to want to get a Switch.
Okay.
Maybe not when the game actually releases, but that would be cheap. That, yeah,
which is never. Nintendo game.
Yeah, they never.
They never drop prices for anything.
Now. with PS4 and Xbox One, before I got the Xbox One, my...
Well, I mean, like, let's say there's a franchise for each system. What would the franchise for be to get you whatever is the next Xbox, Xbox 850 or whatever the number they decide to choose to be in front of the next Xbox?
Well, that,
what series is would drive you to get that one?
Gears of War would always drive me to get
that's the one. All right,
that would be always get an Xbox. And that was my thing when they first announced the Xbox One and the PS4. I was having a tough time, and I was leaning towards the PS4 when Xbox was deciding to focus more on.
Xbox spit in the face of their customers. So in the beginning, when they've been behind this console, if you want to call it a console war, I think that's lame, but I see value in both all consoles.
Oh, yeah. No, they're
so, I think the war thing is stupid, but
fanboyed over. I wish like they would do more, because obviously the technology's there once again, and I'm not going to start a rant on this, but like Call of Duty, like I don't see why you can't crossplay. It's there. The technology is there. And I know both companies have to, like, I always thought that would be cool. If you want to have a war, you know, you can do it like in those things, like, oh, we're on the Xbox One, like the servers have to be the same. The technology on a system might be different, but the servers are their servers. Their game servers.
Well, the problem is their competition. They can't. It would kind of not serve them well to have. It doesn't matter what console you're playing on with this game, or at least for per publisher like Microsoft or Sony. If they had crossplay, it'd be like, what's the difference? And it kind of like even the playing field for both of them, and they need to have an edge.
That's true, but yeah. What was it, Rocket League, that they were talking about doing? Like,
they were going to talk, didn't I believe that they are through some of them, but not. I think PlayStation held out on that, so you can play with. I believe you can play with both PC and Xbox. Maybe even because it's on the Switch. Maybe even on the Switch.
I think Switch were on board with it, actually, if I remember reading it correctly.
Yeah, it's only Sony that wouldn't do it because. They want you to buy the PlayStation, which, I mean, I guess makes sense.
But I think that would be expand. I don't I get what you're saying, but like games like that and like certain more friend type games, I think it'd be cool to be able to play with your friend regardless what system they're on.
Yeah.
And, you know, just having that equal playing field, that common game, not every game, but I mean, what they did it with Final Fantasy Online, right? That was on PlayStation 2, Xbox, PC.
I do believe they did that. They at least did it with the PlayStation and PC, I think.
It was
more one of the MMO Final Fantasy games. They had two of them, and I don't remember which one. I think 14 is the one.
I think whatever one it was, but you were able to play on the different things. I thought that was cool because you had. Yeah. It's about the game at that point, not about the system. You're
pretty much
play the game.
Yeah.
No matter what you're playing it on, you're just want to enjoy the game. But
yeah.
But Gears of War would be my thing. But that was my biggest thing. Once they announced backwards compatibility. Once they finally said backwards compatibility and announced the Gears Ultimate Edition. I was hoping for a new Gears at that point. But
Gears 4 came out too then.
It did, but once I even played just, it? I beat that already.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, I went out. I got the season pass for that, but like I did for Judgment, the last, right?
Judgment was like the prequel.
I got the season pass for that. I never stick around long enough with the multiplayer. I enjoy Gears of War is one I legitimately enjoy for the story and look forward to. Thing or the new iteration of this story. So as long as they on Xbox 975, whatever you want to call it, if they say Gears 5 or Gears 6, that will be enough for me to get it. And PS, I don't know for PlayStation. I enjoy the God of Wars, but I haven't finished them all. But what will be one? It would have to be a God of War.
Okay.
Worf, I would say. I mean, that's the only exclusive that's coming to my head that I, or no, I would go for a new Resistance as well. I would consider.
I'm shocked they haven't done that. I think they kind of were done with that game, with that series, I should say.
I think it was good for what it was. I enjoyed them all. I didn't play them. I didn't enjoy the first one because there were no trophies.
Yeah, that was like a launch title.
I beat it. I went and beat
PS3. It.
But I did like how, like the earlier games, like even the Modern Warfare or the earlier Call of Duty on PlayStation have trophy support. Even though they didn't have the support, they still had the trophies. They kept the stats. And they
broke. They gave you awards in-game.
In-game, you could see it. It wasn't a physical number or physical item to get, but they did. It was the same. It matched what was an achievement there, which was one thing there. I can go on rant about that as well. It's like, to me, it didn't seem like it'd be hard to have that like flip, like a switch, you know, rewrite code, like an update to say, okay, now we have these trophies.
Yeah, I don't think they're interested in copying Microsoft and Sony though.
No, they're not now at this point. But I think now the trophies, now that they're established and they're a requirement for all games.
Well, I'm going to say this. Nintendo doesn't care. They want you to want their games. They don't care about the like meta things that like a trophy or achievement system, I don't think.
No, I'm talking about PlayStation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When they
I thought you were still talking about Nintendo having that.
No. I'd like them to have more, but that I know that's not going to happen. They're not looking for that. If they come up with some crazy Nintendo weird thing, like I said, the stamps were a cool idea. If you could get these like certain stamps that were specific to this game, whatever, it's something because you got an award. Like, oh, I did this and got this stamp for whatever.
Yeah.
For the Miiverse, it's non-existent anymore.
No. Yeah. R.I.P. Beavers.
But so now what did we say? We said Bayonetta.
You said God of War for Sony, Bayonetta for Nintendo, and Gears of War for Microsoft. I'm seeing a lot of war going on here, Smoothie. Is there something you'd like to talk about? You need to make some confessions?
No, they're just
good. Oh, okay.
Gears of War.
War and God of War.
I don't care if it's first part. I like this, the nice stories that go along.
Yeah.
With that.
Yeah. The nice story of God of War.
Well, I mean, it's engaging. Where you
hit combos of buttons for banging chicks off screen.
Hey, it's a challenge. it's a challenge. And yes, you get achievements for them or trophies.
Yep, you get trophies for that.
I go out of my way. Way to do those.
Of course. Well, for me, it would be for Microsoft, probably Halo. I will play every Halo that ever exists from here on out.
See, I like the Halo franchise. I beat one. I don't know. I don't think I've beat. Well, no, I beat 1 and 3, but I've never beat any.
You never beat 2?
No, I think in the middle, like the Xbox One I got was the Master Chief Edition, so it had
that. Oh man, you gotta play all those games. They're fantastic.
I do, and I have every intention, but then I have like game overload because I get all these.
Well, yeah,
and then I
get all these games at once, and then you don't even know what to play anymore. Yeah, I get you.
And there will be days I'll sit there and be like, what do I want to play? And that's why I end up playing like a Call of Duty because, well, this is just simple enough. It doesn't take thinking.
Fall like back into the old.
It's like, do I want to play? Like, do I want to start a new campaign and get involved in something? Or do I just want to sit down and just veg out? But I will literally sit, I'll flip through all my on the Xbox One specifically because they have all your games there and the download ones. I'll be like,
yep.
Oh, do I want to play this? Do I want to play this?
No. Oh, yeah, I know the struggle. I do the same thing, and I also do that whenever I'm trying to figure out what I want to watch. I spend more time scrolling through Netflix before I than actually watching something. So So I turn it on, and then I probably fall asleep 10 minutes later. But I spent about 45 minutes trying to figure out what I want to watch. It's the same thing.
It's too much. And I always try and say I'm going to stop buying games until I
beat. Yeah, too many games, too many things to watch. What, it's just too much shit. Like, you're trying to just focus on what do I want to do, and then you can't decide because there's way too many things to decide between, basically.
It's nuts. But yeah. You're what? Okay, Halo is one for the Xbox over Microsoft.
Yep.
Okay.
For Nintendo, if there's one franchise, it'd probably be Zelda. Zelda or Smash Bros.
I would like, I mean, for Zelda, going back, I like Breath of the Wild. I like what they did, yeah. But I will always go back and play the original Legend of Zelda. And I think we had
this. I like the very first one.
Yeah, I like that format. Like there was.
So you like the top-down version better than the 3D versions?
Well, even if you do a 3D version, but like the same thing, like it's like Breath of the Wild. It's gorgeous game on both the Wii U and Switch, obviously. Yeah. But there's a lot. It's a lot tougher, and I don't want to say just because it's easy, I'll take tougher. But it's so.
No, it's fucking difficult. I'll give you. I'm gonna go on. Yeah. I have a hard time with that game myself. I had to take time out of it because I just get frustrated.
But it's so open. It's like
what? Yeah, and there's so much. The map is fucking massive. It's kind of daunting.
I like, you know, that was a big map. Like when you look at the printout, the poster of the whole map, it's pretty expansive. Huge. From what is it? Yeah. I'm talking about the original one. But you go to
even that one. Yeah,
it was big, but you knew you had to go to. Dungeon 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It was a straightforward path, but you could explore a little bit. You could try and burn bushes and figure out where
to go,
grits, whatever. And then you had like the second quest and different iterations that people, of course, over the years have modded and taken liberties with. But like, I prefer that. Like, it's a set. You go here, you beat this boss, you get this piece you're going to need for the next.
Feel like a more almost linear path, whereas games like Link to the Past and basically anything past the Nintendo and Super Nintendo Zelda on, there's kind of more like an open world aspect to it.
Yeah, like I still have yet to play, but what was the first one for the Wii? What was on the GameCube as well?
Twilight Princess.
Twilight Princess. I have it, but I've yet to play it. I want to play it, but I know it's going to be. That like I like Ocarina of Time.
Ocarina of Time is one of my favorite games. It's probably my top three.
But that still actually follows like that same format. But there's a lot of
open world to it.
I don't like the. I guess and with that, and this is my problem with RPGs too. Like I don't like talking to people. Like I don't.
Yeah, no, I get you. Sometimes you have to. Conversations.
Like 90 people and I think Zelda, if I'm remembering correctly, is pretty, you know who you need to talk to.
Yeah, like, they give you a pretty good idea. They
kind of point you to it. Like you don't have to go, are you supposed to talk to, like take a game like Skyrim or something. Like you have all these talents, you can sit and talk to every one of them.
Yeah.
But only certain ones need for the story, or
yeah, they give you an arrow to who to go to for that, yeah.
But so when you have to involve a lot of that, like that kind of, not that I don't have the time to sit and talk. Like I want
to
just
try to figure out where to go to progress.
Yeah, basically. Like Mass Effect, love the game, and I love you could skip. Yeah, yeah, talk to people and you could skip that, but you know, to get the dialogue wheel. This, like, is there?
Well, at least with Mass Effect, they make it pretty easy. Do you want to be a bad guy or a good guy?
Or right, take the middle ground. Direction.
That's about it.
With what we'll say, we'll go back. Yes, but you can see a path, and it's still a pain in the butt because then you can say, "Do you want to ask about this, this, or this?" It's like, or this, this, or it. And like they get like so deep in these conversations that you try and skip them, you always skip like the past the part too far.
Yeah,
then you miss it. But like Breath of the Wild, like it's, does it matter if you answer one way or the other? It's like, just
I don't think so.
give me the thing. Like, you're setting your own standards to be a good or bad guy. Like, I want to listen to you. Thank you for giving me your paraglider or whatever, or just give me that damn thing. You know, it's like,
why? I don't think it really matters in the end game.
So that's what I'm saying. Why then bother with? I don't want to try and figure out.
I'm sure there's different dialogue options for how they respond to you, and it's probably more fun just to see.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, what else there is? That's it. I'm sure that's as far as it goes.
So, like, and that's why I don't not like those games. Like, I'd love to get in RPGs, but they're so long, and you have all that, and then you have on top of that. My big things are like customizations, like even with the newer Call of Duty, it's like it's too much. I don't know all about the guns or what attachment. Trying to figure out on this map, this like loadout's gonna work better, or you know, use this, and this. It's like, just give me the highest stuff. Like, I'm a melee. If we're talking RPG, I'm a melee character. Give me something that's gonna give a lot of damage, and that's it. All I want to know. I don't want to loaded them with like runes or gems that are going to give it 10 plus, you know, like that's a lot of thinking. And that's why I leave
like you need things a little more straightforward for you, don't you?
That's where the Gears War comes in. It's like,
it's very straightforward.
Fun, and you go. Mm-hmm. And you can only go to point A, from point A to point B, and to end of level, and then move on to the next act.
Yeah.
So yes.
Yeah. So that's Nintendo.
Nintendo was what you said. Zelda
game. Zelda and probably Smash Bros.
And Smash.
And I guess the last one would be Sony, and I got actually quite a few for them. Uncharted, God of War, of course.
I would definitely.
Now The Last of Us. Have you played the first one of that?
Yeah,
that's the only one so far.
Are they supposed to be releasing another one?
Yeah, there's another one coming out.
That was a good. When I got my second PS3 here, the one, my original one died finally, and I got the slidey one, the last generation, if you will. But it came at Last of Us, and I wanted to play that, and that was what kind of pushed me towards it to get that finally.
Yeah.
Play it, and I enjoyed it, but that was a long game as well. But it was
pretty good. It was like 12 to 15 hours.
It was beautiful, and like I was like, we get so pissed. Like, I have to be near the end, and it'd be like, because it did it by season, it'd be like summer.
Yeah.
Oh, what? It's only, you know, summer, but it was good. I tried to go back once again and play that just to get the achievements, because you don't get.
You don't get a whole lot. You have to do a lot of collecting.
One on the first playthrough, I think I only.
You only get one or two.
Yeah,
really.
This is which then drives.
There's only like 10.
Is that really?
Maybe not even that many.
But no, that was a fun. That was very well done. I enjoyed.
Yeah.
The concept. I didn't play the. Was there a separate DLC for that as well?
Yes, there was. It's and they have all of the DLC, including that attached to the PS4 edition.
So I'd like to, so that would be enough for me that once the PlayStation 4 comes down a little more, when I can get a good deal on the used one to play the updated version. But there was some initial, like, extra DLC built into the game as well, wasn't there?
Yeah, they had a lot of multiplayer ones because the multiplayer was actually relatively popular. It's actually pretty good.
I played that for at least a couple.
You have to be really fucking good at it to do well. But I like how it was done. So actually, there's a lot of places. I said Uncharted, Last of Us, God of War, Infamous. Those games.
I enjoyed the Infamous
and Horizon Zero Dawn. That game that came out for PS4. It's fucking fantastic. And so if they do any more with that franchise, which I'm sure they are, I will definitely be buying a system to play that.
Uncharted, that was a good game. I enjoyed that. I only finished one, of course.
Was it the Vita one? Was it the Vita one?
It finally... beat the one. No, I only beat the original.
So you didn't beat the other two? Now you don't have a PS4. So yeah, the other two, Uncharted 2 and 3, those are way better than the first game.
I have them and I started them, but that's like the trend I fall into. I will beat the first one. Like I've never beat Mass Effect 2 or 3.
Oh my God, dude.
I've only beat the
first. They're investments is a thing because they're pretty decent sized RPGs.
But I enjoy them and I enjoy the Uncharted. I never played 3. I played some of 2. What other games like that? Dead Space. I've never played 3.
I don't even think I beat the first one of that. I haven't played any other ones.
I beat one.
I liked it, but it was hard, and I was done.
I don't think I beat it on the PlayStation 3. I have it because a lot of them I'll buy. Now that they're so cheap, I'll buy for the trophies again on the PS3, yeah. Like ones I have for the Xbox as well. But that's the kind of trend I fall into. It has to be like my go-to, like Gears, I will sit and play. I will play a Call of Duty for the campaign, and I will beat the campaign. But like certain games like Halo, that's why I beat 3. And it took me a couple of years after I got it. And then I beat 1. I'm trying to think, did I finish? I think I had the Xbox version. I beat it on the Xbox.
Yeah.
The backwards compatible. I mean, I played on 360, not the actual original. Yeah. That's how I beat 1. And then I beat it again in the Master Chief Edition. Yeah. But like a lot of those games, I'll do that same, you know, in Uncharted, I'll do the one thing. Like I love Tomb Raider. I've only beat the newest one on, not the very newest one, but the reboot
Reboot, yeah.
And
you gotta play Rise of the Tomb Raider, dude. So it's really good.
That's the second one in the
new, and they're having a third one coming out this year.
But I have to play that one. I have all the other original ones, and I've only beat the first one. You know, on the PlayStation, I start playing them, and then don't, for whatever reason, either I stop playing it for a little bit, and then forget where I'm at, and then it's kind of like, do I want to start?
Yeah, I get like that too. I just kind of give up halfway, and then I want to start again, and it's like, what is happening right now? I don't remember this story at all.
And there are certain games I can jump in, but like especially like an RPG where you have to like think. Like I've started so many times,
especially when you have like different paths, so you don't remember what you were doing at that time.
Yeah. And that's where I, you know, it's been a couple weeks since I played Breath of the Wild. Now if I know I'm at like a certain spot, like I try and stop at a spot or save at a spot where it's kind of like the beginning of a quest. So at least I can kind of get an idea, not where I'm like dumped in the middle. So I think I'm in a good place with that game, but like other games, I will jump back in. I was surprised when I jumped back into, what was that playing? Darksiders. Darksiders, because that was a fun game, kind of like God of War, and I never completed it. It was when I had played it on PS3 initially. It was one of the games, or the PlayStation Plus ones that you got for free.
Oh yeah.
I stopped my the subscription, so I couldn't continue to play it. So I got like pretty much to the end, but I forgot where it was at. And then I had started on the 360 or Xbox One because it's backwards compatible, and then I stopped playing it for a little bit. I didn't get very far, and then I just a couple months ago I picked it up again a little bit before Christmas, and I was surprised I actually just was able to, because it's not too involved. Like it didn't take long to pick up on the story, and I kind of got back into it. But now I haven't played it again in another month, so now it's like where I don't even remember where I'm at. So if I go back in, am I going to remember? Am I going to have to start over and say, well, damn, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, just keep going. Just push through.
But
you'll probably pick up on stuff.
Uncharted, I did beat the one on the Vita, though, and that one was a long one. And even though it was redundant, it was pretty much...
Yeah, each they're all kind of redundant.
even more so, you kind of followed the same path of everything, but it took me. Gotcha. I was like one of the first games I got when I got the Vita, and I got the Vita, of course, a couple years later, but it was one I was able to jump back into because I wasn't restarting that, because I know for whatever took longer, but I finally was able to finish that off. Nice. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it on there, but it's a shame we'll never see another one of those on there.
No, the Vita is dead.
Which I'm not even going to get into that rant.
No.
I started to try and cross streams and rant about that as well.
Yeah. I guess the only other thing that I remember reading today, I was looking at Engadget.com, and they had a thing saying that CDs and vinyl are starting to outsell digital downloads.
I didn't read it.
The link in today. But I don't know. What are your thoughts? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I think that's awesome, and I think that's, we've had this discussion before, and I think there's a lot more collectors nowadays that want that physical. That's something in there. Like, there's certain things you can get away with getting digital, but there's still always going to be that, to, I would say, a majority of people, whether it's a movie, whether it's a CD, whether it's vinyl, or even, like I was saying, comic books, it's, you want that feeling.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to, not easier, but it's to flip through a booklet, to see the packaging, to even, as goofy as this sounds, like the smell, like there's a certain smell that CDs and like cassettes always have, like new ones, and vinyls probably the same as well.
A new CD smell.
Yeah, it's just something about that whole package.
Yeah, I think collecting vinyl and CD is still kind of in its early, well, maybe for CDs, not early stage. Well, either one, really not early stages, but coming back in its early stages, I should say, and still kind of niche. I feel like digital downloads are kind of pointless now in the streaming days, where everyone's streaming music instead of downloading it for, like, purchasing via downloads, because why? What's the point?
Right.
There's no point anymore, I guess, because people aren't using iPods anymore. They're using some sort of device that streams to listen to music on the go,
or
phones, or even the touches and stuff like that.
Because you have the ability to, well, like when I do music in the car, it's on my phone. I'm either listening to Amazon Music because it's streaming and I can listen to everything, or maybe I'm not getting the greatest connection, or Google's acting goofy, or I use Google Play because all my music's synced up to that. So it's like I have all my music at my disposal, but that's also why, like, there's not like a need. I mean, I'm sure there's still people download music, but it's not.
Yeah, it's not as big anymore.
It's not.
People are using Spotify. They're using.
And even if you're buying it, like
Apple Music,
if you're buying it digitally, or if you're buying it like physically, if you want something, you can come by a used copy. And like when I buy music, I will buy it like digital. I will most of the time buy it on Google Play because they always have sales. And if you, they've got,
well, it's getting to the point where there's no point in buying it digitally because you always have it digitally that you can listen to anywhere and not illegally. So if you're going to purchase the music, you might as well have something in your hand, like a vinyl or I guess a CD.
Right. If I want to spend the money on it, I'd rather have the physical thing.
Yeah.
Because then,
whereas before, when it was before like Spotify became popular and these streaming things came popular, buying it digitally, honestly, I was in the digital boat. I was like, I don't really care about having the physical copy because I listen to everything on my iPod. I'm just going to take that and put it on my computer. So if I'm going to purchase music, it might as well be digital. That kind of died off, I guess, because you don't need to spend money on the digital copy, or at least each digital copy.
No,
because it makes no sense, because you can listen to it on Spotify, YouTube, basically literally everywhere music is available now. You don't have to purchase per song like you used to.
Yeah, no, you can.
So if you're buying the music, you might as well have something to like hold.
Right. I love having something.
I just kind of said the same thing twice, but whatever.
But no, I agree. I have to go back and read that article. But that's kind of the way I see it was going. You're never going to, and that's why it shocked me that Best Buy just outright said we're no longer selling CDs. And it's kind of ironic that here we go, only a couple weeks after that announcement, and only it was May when they're going to stop selling
CDs. Yeah.
It's like, but only a couple of weeks after that announcement, you get an article like this that CD and vinyl.
Because streaming is killing all of it. Like, CD and vinyl may be ahead, but that doesn't mean that they're, like, selling gangbusters. It just means people are really just stopping purchasing digital downloads completely, almost.
Right. And it's all going to come back to the fact, which I think it's always been the case. I mean, except when you did enter a digital age, because if you're just someone who wants a song here or there, that you would either download it illegally back in the day, but you did have where you could buy per song.
Now you don't have to worry about that at all.
But it's like it comes back to the fact that if you're a fan of a certain artist or want to support an artist or even a label, I'm not going to mention the label because we're not in show 17 yet.
Whoop whoop.
There we go. But, you know, like that, you're going to go buy it because you want that whole. Now, both Magic Ninja and Psychopathic recently, like, their packaging hasn't been the greatest.
It's
been like just a sheet, you know, one sheet.
Yeah, because, I mean, they can only afford so much.
But typically you get used to the whole nice packaging that you know you're going to get from it, that you're still going to go out and buy that. And then if you're not going in that camp, but you still want to hear it, you're going to stream it because you can still stream it the day it comes out for free.
I mean, they still get some money, but not nearly as much as buying directly from them.
No, that's true. But it's nice that streaming is good, because I do, and I've said that before, I like the fact that on a Friday morning now, because they changed it from Tuesdays, but Friday morning, that I can, if there's, I know, a new that you can go out and you can go buy, or not buy, that you can go listen to that new album. You don't have to wait till after work or whatever.
You can listen to it whenever the hell you want, as soon as it releases.
Like I said, even when I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's there. I can enjoy that morning and hear it, and then make the decision if I want to buy it or whatever. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's all I really wanted to bring up for tonight.
That's it. Wow, we went long for not wanting to go long.
We went almost about 2 hours,
I think. But I think we've exhausted the material, and I'm getting tired, to be honest.
Yeah, I got to pee super bad, so I'm about to cut it off. So
I guess that's it for this episode. I think it went well for the two of us.
Yeah, we did what we could with it. Hopefully it went well. Hopefully everyone listening enjoys it.
I saw somebody pop on once, but.
Oh, really? I haven't been paying attention.
It's probably Aaron or somebody just checking in, or maybe Brandon decided if he wanted to get on. But no, I think it was. I think we had some good conversation. Yeah. But.
Went good. Two man pod tonight. We got at Smoothie, whatever the fuck. Give me all your. Go for it. What's your credentials?
NC Smoothie Entertainment on YouTubes and INC_smoothie on both Twitter and Instagram, and there are three main places you can find me. Also INC
and Vero.
Well, INC-smoothie on Vero. Yes, I'm still I've cut back on my Veroing, but they're
me too. I think today's the first time I checked it in a week.
I check it like once a day, but I'm not as I'm not posting as much as I was, but that'll change eventually when I'm doing more stuff. I haven't been doing a lot of videos or anything recently, so
well, when he releases a video, we'll let you know.
There you go.
And you can find me at The Garbage Bin and at Another Web Show on Twitter, and at The Garbage Bin on Instagram and I don't remember a Vero. Doesn't matter. I don't care.
You're there. That's all that matters.
And follow at Howdy Inc. on Twitter and at The Unknown Pod on Twitter.
And check us out on unknownpod.com, where you can get all the latest episodes.
That too.
And all the
good. And here on the Howdy Inc. YouTube. That's it. All right. Well, that's it. We'll see you next week.
Yes.
Yes. It was a good episode.
It was. We will see you all.
I won't see you next week. Actually, next week I'm unavailable. Next week's right. Easter weekend.
So maybe
we'll figure it out.
That might throw a fork in all our plans. Well, if we do not see you or you do not hear from us next week, have a happy Easter.
We will. Yeah. We'll see you soon. I don't know when, but we'll see you soon.
See you in the future. We're out.
All right. Goodbye.
I don't know if we got your goodbye.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
All right.
Shit. I got to pee.
I got to do
really, really bad.
I got to do my post-show, dump.
All right.
Hold on. Let me stop.